Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Making that decision to live healthier is one of the best decisions you can make for yourself. However, sometimes, and with the New Year's resolutions, people lose motivation pretty quick. You think, okay, I'm going to diet, I'm going to write down my food, I'm going to exercise, all these things, and then all of a sudden the motivation drops into the toilet. My guest today is Joey Thurman. He's health and fitness nutrition expert and creator of the Lifestyle Renovation. It's a website dedicated to helping people achieve their health and fitness goals. So Joey, motivation seems to be the biggest factor in the make or break thing in getting healthy.
You know, that's the absolute number one thing. You know, people lose their motivation, you know, generally by January 15th, and I think it's about 85% of people lose their New Year's resolutions by then. And the number one factor, it's not a lack of intent, it's definitely a lack of motivation.
So what do you do about that? I mean, how do you motivate? You and I, we're both trainers, we've been in the business a long time, and we see that some people need us. I'm not a yeller. I don't know if you're a yeller. I, you know, as a trainer, I've never been the person to yell. I'm a cajoler.
Right.
I'm a nagger. I'm a guilter. You know, I do that way. But what about the people that are looking for motivation within? How do they get that?
Sure. You know, I'm a chameleon. I yell, I handhold, whatever that person needs. But if you don't have a professional by your side, that doesn't mean you can't find that motivation. The thing I tell people is most of this is mental. What I like them to do is an actual clearing exercise. So very simply, you write down all of the negative thoughts and behaviors that you have in your life, all the things that you wouldn't even tell your, you know, closest friend or husband or wife, whatever that may be. You write those down, you take that piece of paper, you rip it up. Then you take a positive piece of paper and write down all the positive aspects and attributes in your life. So then when you ever feel that negativity, you look at the positive things in your life, the positive goals, the positive aspirations, the positive people around you. Then you can actually look at that and think, wow, I've got a lot of things going for me. That negative piece of paper is no longer there.
Okay, so you're taking that negativity basically and throwing it out the window. But then suppose you do that, and people, especially women, Joey, I don't know if you know this about us, but we're big old negative self-talkers, man. I look in the mirror and go, oh, God, ugh, when did that happen? And
exactly.
So how do we stop with that, talking to ourselves and affirmations, and even this last holiday? My little 12-year-old daughter wrote a bunch of positive affirmations, put them in a little jar, and gave them to me for my Christmas present so that I could take one out every day and say this great. It was such a neat little gift.
Wow, yeah.
I thought it was such a great idea. How do we stop telling ourselves all these negative things all the time?
Well, that's great. You have a smart little girl. You know, the thing is, people can tell you all day long that you're great or you're looking better. You know, or you're more attractive, whatever it may be. But if you're not feeling it from within, you are obviously, you know, not going to essentially think of yourself that way. So the thing I tell people quite often is just to don't really focus on the mirror. Focus on a pair of clothes or a pair of jeans, and don't think where you used to be. Oh, you know, I played football in high school or whatever it was, and I used to be in this type of shape. The reality is you are what you are at this particular moment, and you can only change the future. You can't go back in the past. So make these small, attainable, measurable goals for yourself. I like to call it SAM. You know, a lot of people just try to make these huge goals that aren't attainable. And then when you don't reach them, if you don't have, you know, a six-pack or you don't lose those love handles in 2 weeks, then all of a sudden you start feeling bad about yourself. Just the small little things will eventually get there. If you don't work out enough or do enough cardio, maybe you start with a half an hour walk a day or a run walk or a jog or anything like that. Get up, do some yoga, something just to clear your mind and have those small attainable goals. And eventually, maybe those love handles will start going down because you're focusing on the small things as opposed to the big picture.
As we get older, it gets a little bit harder, and we have to maybe work a little bit harder.
Sure.
So then there comes diet. So this is like the big factor for me. Personally, I can get on my treadmill 14 hours a day. I love it. But then sometimes the diet thing just kind of hits you where you live. You're looking for comfort food.
Yep.
So what about motivation to really eating healthy and to maybe even eat lower calorie foods,
right.
Do a little bit of journaling or something.
Yeah, writing it down is a great tool because it's in front of your face and you can really look at, wow, I had 6 Krispy Kremes today. Maybe I should cut that in half. Whatever it may be, you know, writing down is a great tool. But if you can't do that or you don't think that's going to work for you, I like to tell people to focus on their triggers. What is your trigger going to be? You know, you don't send an alcoholic into a bar if they can't abstain from drinking. The same thing if you know you're going to go ahead and have a big cake, and not just a piece of cake. You want to stay away from a bakery. You want to stay away from the birthday parties, all that sort of thing. So just avoid your triggers whenever possible. Then you're less apt to actually put those things in your mouth. Don't have them in your pantry. Don't buy them. Don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry, because then you're essentially going to buy all that stuff that you want to stay away from, but you have those good feelings by eating them, and then you have the negative feelings that you actually ate them and you feel bad about yourself.
Oh, totally. That's exactly what happens. And then you feel terrible and you like want to kick yourself and say, God, why did I even do that? It didn't even taste that good.
Yeah, and you start crying, you grab the Haagen-Dazs and you eat more, and it's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle, you see? So, and I love the journaling thing. And what I tell people sometimes, Joey, is you take the journal and see if you can read it to yourself in the mirror at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not that easy to do, because then you're just being accountable to only yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
And nobody else. And man, it's not that easy. Now, what do you think about something like the scale? Do you think that helps or hinders our motivation?
You know, it really depends on the individual. I say don't weigh yourself every day or multiple times a day. You can have several pound fluctuation from the morning when you're a little drier to, you know, 5-6 pounds heavier, just a food weight and water weight. So try not to do that. But if you want to weigh yourself, there's a study done that people are their truest, lightest weight on a Wednesday morning. We indulge on the weekends, and in turn, a lot of that is water weight. We didn't put on 5 or 10 pounds of fat on the weekend unless you were a part of some sort of Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
then by the time Monday, Tuesday come around, you're back on the horse, you've eaten clean, your body has reached equilibrium again, you get up Wednesday morning, and you check your weight. So I would say weigh yourself Wednesday morning if you're like the average American where you go out and you indulge a little bit on the weekends. Then you'll know your weight, and you can gauge it much better as opposed to day in, day out, or, you know, every hour as some people do.
Well, and I even read a study recently where people that don't weigh themselves weigh like 6 pounds more than the people that keep track at least mm-hmm. once a week of their weight, because I think it can get out of hand, and those fluctuations can play heck with our brain, but they can also, it can creep up and you don't even realize it. So I don't know, you have about 2 minutes left here. Motivation, Joey, you're a motivating guy. I love talking to you. So give your best advice on motivating and keeping those good fitness resolutions.
Yeah, I think the best thing is, number one, you absolutely have to have, number one, accountable. You have to be accountable for yourself. If you have toxic factors, and I mean toxic, yes, there's toxic food, sugars and fried foods and trans fats, all of those things that you know you should stay away from, but also toxic people in your life. If you have a friend or a colleague, someone that, you know, knows that you're on a weight loss journey and they're constantly trying to sabotage you or sabotage your health and fitness efforts, you need to do what you can to get them out of your life. You need to tell them first, look, I love you, I want to be with you, you know, you're my friend, you're my companion, but I really need your help in this. I need you not to give me that donut or give me that cake or, you know, give me my libations that I particularly want on the weekend, and try to help me. If they don't, then you need to let them know, look, you are toxic for me. I need to get you out of my life, essentially. And if they're there for you, they truly love you, then they're going to support you, and that's going to help, number one, most importantly. And in turn, maybe they'll become healthier from doing so as well.
That is great advice. Really good advice, because people don't always think about the toxic people in their lives mm-hmm. as being a demotivator as well. So thank you so much for being with us, Joey. It's great information. I know we'll have you on again. And if you missed any of the great motivating information that Joey was given today, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.